This is the Communications and Technology Committee meeting, September 4th, 2025. It's 10 a.m. and we're ready to call to order. Amelia is here.
Good morning.
The chairperson, Linda Butler, is here. And Travis is here. Thank you very much, Travis, for coming. We have no public. All right. Update on the website and social media. Amelia, that's you.
So August, I believe that the bumps here, this spike, is our Clementia problem that we had. From starting here, looking at what's going on with Clementia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because, so finally I can actually go, oh, there was an event right there. Clementia had blue-green algae. And because usually I'm like, I don't know what caused that spike. So I think that's what it was. And thank you very much, Travis, for taking care of Clementia for us.
Thank you for communicating it to the community, which is always a big deal. And I'm just...
And because that was such a big deal, and because it was coming right on this hot weekend, I was in constant contact with, contact with RMA to let them know we had an update, to put it on their website so that they were able to use their channel, and contact with Gail and Beth to make sure that it was as well posted as I could get it.
Right.
And one of the, just real quick, one of the other things that, like on a situation like this with blue-green algae, I stopped by the vet hospital to let them know, just in case some dogs started coming in sick, they would know that we were having an issue.
Yeah.
And they were appreciative of that. It's, sometimes things like that get overlooked, but, you start getting a bunch of dogs getting sick, and they don't have a reason for it.
Yeah, we appreciate that. So communication, it's a communication committee, so communication, thank you very much, Travis, for making sure that.
And if it's signs out at the lake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there were signs at the lake.
Sure. There were signs, barricades. And
okay.
Right? I mean.
Right. It was just out of curiosity, you treat the algae?
Yes.
And it kills it?
Yes.
And then it's okay to go back in the water.
So what they did is the algaecide that they used literally takes about 45 minutes to work and is completely dissipated within an hour. But
the algae is dissipated?
The chemical.
Okay.
And so what we did is once they got done treating, they came out the next day and did testing, and we got those test results back. But the stuff they use is a real strong oxidant, and it literally was, out of the water within an hour. So, but just, because for an overabundance of safety, we waited until after. We just left it closed because they had to do two treatments. They couldn't get it all done in one day. They didn't have enough chemical on hand. So they came back the following Monday to finish the rest. So we just left the signs up until the second treatment was done, and then we got the test results back. So the lake was closed maybe 2 weeks.
So
have
we put it out in that kind of detail, or just that it's fixed?
That it's being treated, and then we had the initial test results showing that we had algae and it wasn't safe, and then the follow-up test results.
Okay. Just for the sake of making sure that everybody has an opportunity to understand this, if you are making a report, could you do what you just did, and then we can make sure that it gets on the, it gets out to the community exactly what happened?
He did.
Yeah.
And there were questions and answers, and questions from that I pulled off of the next door.
Okay.
And those were all answered and posted.
How about if and we put it in the pipeline?
And we also had a, like a official kind of a
explanation
blurb about what it was, what it could do
on the website.
On the website.
Oh, okay.
I had all the information that I could get a hold of.
That's great. Maybe we don't have to go through that again.
Well, will we in a couple of years?
Oh, well, yeah. We've had that algae on other lakes.
Yeah, but yeah. One of the things that I will be proposing to the improvements committee is we really need to harvest Clementia, like we just did in Chesbro.
In other words, take all the weeds out?
Yes.
Oh.
And so the 3 days that we did Chesbro, they had two boats out here, it was $15,000.
Yeah, it's so awesome.
Not super expensive, but to chemicalize it is about $25,000. Mm-hmm. And you're putting a lot of algicide in there where people are swimming.
Yeah.
But if you
use the harvester, I think you can rent them.
Use the harvester for a week, it can do amazing. It's amazing what it could actually do.
Right, right.
And so that's something that I will be, going towards next year, because the guy comes once a year suggesting that we look at doing Clementia also.
Well, on the 4th of July weekend, my family always likes to come out, and we usually go to the North Beach. But it was so crowded that,
we didn't
want to be involved in that, so we went to Clementia. And I don't know that I have ever seen Clementia quite that bad.
Yeah. No, it's bad.
And one of the things that we know now about Clementia, because we did do a bathymetric study, which I suggested about 15 times. sorry, I'm being a little sarcastic here.
No.
But we found out that it's 766 acre feet instead of 850 or even 925 that it has been suggested in the past. And so some of that is this, I call them water weeds, aquatic weeds, whatever you want to call them, dying and filling up the bottom of the reservoirs. And so you get a dead zone that keeps kind of creeping up. Yeah. And that is going to take up space for water. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
We had blue green algae, and we also were able to reach out to everybody and let them know. Mostly our friends from the United States, a couple of pals from China, Germany, Ireland, United Kingdom. Oh, Most Feed page, this is my favorite one. Just the main page, employment opportunities, then the board, people looking at the board page, wanting to pay their bills, improvements committee, regular committees, and then the board meetings again. Mostly of course, Boardman, Arizona, followed by Rancho Marietta. Los Angeles, Sacramento, New York, Citrus Heights. And then here we can clearly see on Facebook that October 5th, 6th, that's when we were having our Clementia blue-green algae.
Okay.
So I had
lots of hits
like
at that point.
Almost 2,000.
So you know what? That's reassuring to me that actually people are going to the places we have designated as information places, that people are looking at it.
People are looking at it.
Okay, that's
good. Then our top post of the month was our everybody's favorite blue green algae at 4,517 hits.
Wow.
Then Coffee with a Cop is coming next week on the 10th.
What's it called?
Coffee with a Cop.
Oh, okay.
That's, I've got it here on the Facebook website pipeline.
I did hear about that, yeah.
Right? And so.
And where is that going to take place? Here?
I think it's at the Starbucks. Let me see.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
I think I heard that too. We had a road closure, which was number 3.
And the whole community's invited to that.
Everybody's invited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coffee with a Cop. Go ask questions. I got to tell Brandon. He should probably be over there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What time is it? I'm sorry. I don't know these things. I haven't looked into it very.
It's. I'll look it up on my phone.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, just let me know. That's okay. Just want to make sure that
some of us will be in CPR training.
Okay.
Probably, I don't know if it's me that day or not.
Okay. go for it. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted you. That's it? Okay.
Yep.
Like I said, happy to hear that there are some people using, a number of people.
A lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So especially if it's something that they're interested in.
Right.
Right.
Or, and concerned about.
And
right.
concerned about.
Right.
Then they do know where to come and get the information.
And that's great. That which brings us to the pipeline. And are we ready to make that discussion change?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Number four, the pipeline.
Right.
And before, I added your...
Go ahead.
I added your board report here, Linda. I was kind of not knowing where to put it, so I figured that since most of
this is the most important.
Yeah,
this is what you wanted to talk about most.
So if you want to slide into that, or however you want to do it.
Yeah. As far as the pipeline is concerned, you know, I read them and then I read them on purpose, and I have to say that I have very little corrections, comments. Suggestions of, you know, a couple, but I think you're doing a great job, Amelia. And everything is here. Maybe a couple things about layout, all the important things that have happened on the front page, which you're already doing. But I liked it when you put the good news down at the bottom of the that one page of the first page.
Of the front page?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, one of my favorite things is the regular board meeting highlights and the committee meeting highlights. And I looked through that, and I can't think of a better way to do it. You're doing it the only way I can think of. And it does give people a place to start if they want to hear or
have go back and look at.
And go back and look at. The only thing I would like to do, let's see if this is... to give them directions on how to listen to this. Each time you put this in, just a couple sentences of go to the website, click on this, click on that.
Okay?
Because that way, if somebody wants to listen to it, the audio from the meetings, they can go to that easily. They don't have to think about it.
Okay. And they can also see the packets. They can see the packets, which have
absolutely
so
yeah.
much more information.
Right, exactly. So if we just can direct them on that would be great. Is there anything that... Oh, we're going to talk about possibly the... oh, my gosh, the crossword puzzle, and then we'll talk about the magnets. But the crossword puzzle, if Andy... I don't know where he is working on getting that. But it's... I think the crossword puzzle is something... I'm kind of jumping down toward the... oh, no, we talked about the good news. Well, I'm jumping down to D, the crossword puzzle. I'm sorry to do that to you.
Awesome.
Okay. And
let's just talk about what's important.
I think...
just saying.
You know, ABC, we're trying to... It does also come under getting readers' attention. And so if we had something that they went to every... or some people went to every month, and they worked the crossword puzzle. And the crossword puzzle, Andy said, can be directed towards specific things that happen.
Blue-green algae.
Blue-green algae, yeah. The Integrated Water Master Plan, you know, blah, blah, blah. If we can do that, then I think we would want submission, and then they could get...
A Starbucks
card or, $5, you know. It doesn't have to be a lot of money. But it's just sort of an impetus to read the pipeline, maybe do the crossword puzzle, and get a $5 gift card. So that might be one way of directing people to the pipeline. The good news for... So we talked about getting readers' attention. I have a couple of other things related to that, but I think we can say that ideas for layout and information is ongoing. How's that? And you can make a note maybe of what we decided on.
The good news on the front page.
Yeah.
And the great thing about the good news, if I may, is it's just a not big box.
Right.
Right. So it slides in.
Highlights.
Because there's also that idea of I have, you know, the articles, I have to fill in the space appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I know you guys only want to see so many kitty cats and flowers.
Right. Right. So I guess we can say that we finished B and we finished D. And the good news, what are we going to put in the good
news? Oh, the good news. Okay, the good news is...
Well, we fixed the green algae.
We got the blue-green algae.
And
I just sent one out the day before yesterday, so
okay.
That's not exactly timely.
That's okay. What about Lost Lake?
Are the fountains up?
They're in. We've got to run electrical for the third one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you just use an orange extension cord for that, Travis?
Yeah.
I thought so.
We have to put in another receptacle.
Yeah.
Okay. They didn't put it in the place that I wanted it, but based on where I saw, it would be a place that would probably be better.
Okay.
Because they stuck the second one right near the front one near the...
The other one.
Well, no, but near the road where it's visible.
Right.
They put a second one there so it would aesthetically make it look better.
Okay.
Because to have it all at the other end where there's not really... It gets more buildup on the front end.
Yeah.
So aesthetically, it was a better...
Okay.
Place to put it.
That's great.
So then you're going to update me when it's up and running?
Yeah, I've just got to get... Jeremy's working on the gas station.
Yeah.
So we've got...
So what we can say is Lost Lake, third fountain...
Has been installed.
Well, by the time I do the pipeline again, it'll be ready.
Let's hope so.
Because it's the 25th that I try and have a pipeline.
Right. Okay, so we can make a comment about Lost Lake. What else is going on? Integrated Water Master Plan. Do we want to say something about that? I'm trying to remember the conclusion. I believe that in the board meeting we decided that we were going to hire WSC and give them a scope of work for wells.
I put that in last month's.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I put that, but the month is still young, friends.
Yeah, this is September.
Oh, I know good news is that we've had our initial meeting to discuss beautification.
Oh, yes. Okay. That's perfect. I was thinking of that and I didn't remember. For RMCSD beautification. And
With help of the garden club.
With a greatly appreciated help from the garden
club.
And if we come up with anything else in the meantime, feel free to add that to the list. Okay. So we did the good news, we did the crossword puzzle, we did the layout, getting readers' attention. I want to go through some of the things that I put in here in my report. So we did...
With Living in Harmony?
Living in Harmony. Should I wait till... Is that at the end?
No, we're here. Yeah, that's the last thing.
Okay, I know. Let's do the CIP project because I only wanted to suggest one thing. I believe that we have what we need and what we want for the for number five, the CIP project.
Okay.
And so we don't...
Eric said... I'll bring it up. Wait. Oh, I didn't finish... the bookmarks on this, but is anybody surprised? So he said that these are mostly leftover. Look at these, Travis.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly leftover from last year, with the exception of the water conditions assessment, which we obviously haven't started. So most of them are done, or almost completely done.
Well, Travis, what about what's on the
Travis knows these better than we do.
Yeah, what's the CIP list for this year? Is that it?
No.
This
no.
is from last year, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is not the current year.
Okay.
And we haven't really started this year's CIPs.
I have to.
Oh, except we bought the truck?
Yeah, we bought the truck.
But that really wasn't much of a project.
One of the things I was going to suggest was that since we have the format and we know that we want to address, you know, the CIP list specifically, I think we can move this now to the operations report, and we don't have to keep bringing it back to communications. But I would like to suggest that we try to, since these are, you know, pretty much done, close them out on the report, mm-hmm. And then start the new CIP list.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. And does the water condition assessment, does that fly down to this year's CIPs?
Water condition
what
assessment
is that?
Has been both as
this year
long last
next year.
Year. And what we do is they take a section of pipe, and we have EDCO come out and camera it.
Sure.
To look at
the cracks.
The pipe, look at cracks, look at the condition of the pipe.
I got it.
We started off at unit one. Last time, because it was the oldest. We started off at unit 6 because of all the I&I, and I think they're just supposed to start at unit 1. I don't even know if Corey's aware of this. I don't know what conversation Eric and Corey has had about this.
Okay.
They come in and just. Take a look at everything, give us video reports, stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, I know that certain things are going to be coming up. If we could, in the report for the board meeting, when somebody does the report, if we can show that and say, you know, this is where we are with last year's things, and then underneath it show the list of things that we're going that are budgeted for this year, and where we are with that. But I don't especially, I like the format, and I don't especially think that we need to have that brought to us all the time. It should just it can just be on the it's exactly what I wanted, and since we're having a board meeting that has a report in it from water operations, I think that's the appropriate place to put it. We can always refer back to that.
And then, you know, all the board members can ask questions.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Okay, so can I just go back and say, so we haven't started we didn't do the water condition assessment last year?
Yes.
That's true?
Yes.
So we'll just get to double down this year.
Right.
Yeah, it's just, it's an every year thing until they get, it's intended
until we get to
be,
start again.
It's an every year thing until we get at least done through everything.
Yeah.
And then it will
start again.
Go from there.
Okay. That's okay. We just need the information. We need to know where we are.
Because all of that stuff is also can be downloaded. The videos can be downloaded onto the GIS system.
Okay.
So that way, if there's an issue there, there can be a say, hey, we did a water condition assessment. This is what was shown. So it can be integrated into our GIS
system. Love it.
Super. Okay.
Love it.
All right.
Now we're going to pop. Are we popping back up to your report?
Discussion item D, living in harmony.
Living in harmony.
Okay. So I came up with this idea, and I think I've worked through some of my thought process and kind of nailed it down to what I'm hoping we can accomplish. And the basic purpose from my perspective, and I think this is, you know, not just my perspective, I think this is where we need to be, is to engage and educate the residents of this community in understanding it means to live in harmony in a gated community. So in order to do this, we need to reach out to the community in a variety of ways so that they can start to focus on what this is all about. And so part one is to send a letter to each resident. Enclose a refrigerator magnet with pertinent phone numbers. In other words, RMA, CSD, the sheriff.
The trash. Cal Waste.
Okay.
I can't tell you how many of our phone calls are for Cal Waste.
Is there any other phone number that you think?
Southgate.
Right.
For water
right.
emergencies. Yeah.
Okay. And I just looked briefly under custom magnets online, and they're not as expensive as I thought they would be, and it seems like we could get a fairly good price on quantity.
You know, we have, and I don't know if this company does this. You know, we have a local silk screener.
Oh, okay.
Over there in the business park.
Oh.
And because I've been meaning to go talk to them, you know,
about shirts and hats and stuff.
So they may do magnets.
Okay.
They're over there by the.
Catholic Church. Right, in the FAA building. Okay. Do you know the name of?
I took a picture of it once, twice, five times, with intentions of calling them because I do want to get in touch with them. I can find out.
Okay.
Because it would be, I mean, we could be supporting a local business.
Yes, that would be great.
And, and stuff like that. So
so when you pop over there, will you see if they do magnets?
I will.
Thank you.
Really?
We could give them.
I mean, if you're going to be there.
Yes, ma'am.
We could give them a prototype of what we want.
Well, once they have our logo, because it costs money for them to download
make it
be beautiful or whatever it is they do. So once they have that. Yeah, and we give, and the way these things work is I give them a page and I say, okay, I want my magnet to be 3x5 and here's how I want it laid out.
Right, right. And you're right, it could be laid out lengthwise.
It could be, yeah, I think that might. Anyway, however it's going to lay out.
Right.
And then they will take that and they'll put it in a format that they can do.
Right.
Right? Because they might not have all the fonts I have on my, right? So they put it in a font and a format that works, and they're also really good always at saying, you need a bigger margin, it would be better if this is locked.
In other words, they can set it up for us.
So they totally set it up, and then they send it back, and I
you approve it.
Look at every single thing and make sure it's exactly perfect, and then I approve
it. And it's what we want.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, yeah. So there's a bit of back and forth there,
which is good.
And these companies are always really easy to work with, the ones I've worked with.
So my point is that we want to start the process of finding out how much it's going to cost us to do this, and then
okay. So 3,000 magnets.
Yeah. Right. 2,900 and something. Oh, 2,900 and what? 83 residents that we have on the books.
And then we'll have a couple front.
Yeah.
Right. And then we can put those into
absolutely
the new residents packets as new people.
That's a great idea. Okay.
And obviously not. Well, yeah, send it to the businesses, because other than the Bel Air, they're all just little businesses.
Yeah, yeah.
But have it on their
maybe we need 3,200. You know.
Okay.
So that we have leftovers
for our new residents.
Okay. So that magnet, I think, could be incredibly helpful,
Sure.
To get the community focused on who does what. You know, a lot of people don't know the difference between RMA and CSD.
Linda, you have no idea. I literally last week had emails that said, can I use, from the website, you know how I get the questions, can I use this website to pay my HOA bill? And I said, no, you'll want to go ahead and call it RMA,
yeah,
the HOA,
right.
To pay your HOA bill.
Right.
It's
endless. And it's interesting because it's not just the newbies in the community. It's oftentimes people who have been here for a very long time and haven't run into any reason to call either one until now.
Until now.
I just got a streamlined message in my email, a resident asking if we allow them to have quails, because he likes to have quail eggs.
I already got that one.
Oh, is that you?
Yeah, I responded. I forgot about, yeah. I got that one,
no.
And it's like,
no.
I really actually wouldn't know, but call the HOA who governs
the rules.
The HOA,
yeah, right.
And here's their number.
And that's, yeah. So maybe we can help the residents understand, and that's the second part of this, is what would go with the magnet. I want to do a letter and enclose the refrigerator magnet, and then enclose a letter describing briefly why we are sending the letter, who does what. So in the letter, we will break it down.
Right.
So they can
trees,
understand.
Yeah. Streets,
mm-hmm.
Lights,
and
RMA.
Then the other thing I want to do, once that's all explained, and I think that would take maybe a half a page in the letter, and I think that would be adequate, on the other half is to start putting out the what the vision for life in Rancho Murrieta involves and understanding living in a gated community. And so on the back of that letter, we'll just make this list, rules and laws, educating residents about their responsibility, so the rules and laws section, we're going to make a separate sheet that they can keep of the 10 or 12 most important or most often not understood rules for the non-ARC rules from RMA. And so then under educating residents about their responsibilities will be some comments about, you know, understanding the rules.
Yeah.
Taking those
speed
rules into
deal.
Consideration just that residents do have a responsibility in the community to follow the rules. Another part of the letter will be a respectful communication engagement among residents, staff, security, and compliance.
Well, and just like we were talking about in the security meeting, maybe I can put in there's $1,000 fine on it.
That's exactly what I want to bring up also. Is that there are consequences for abusing verbally our security staff and our compliance people and anybody else who's on on staff.
Yeah.
So
I would just say RMCSD staff.
Right. Right.
Well, I have to go back and look and see specifically because even though we just talked about it and read it half an hour ago, I don't remember what it was.
So that's another part of the letter. And then I want to acknowledge or point out what our amenities are. Today, and for the last couple of days, I was looking at Wildwood. Wildwood, is that right?
Lake Wildwood.
Lake Wildwood, Lake
of
the Pines, and Serrano. And the list of amenities in each of those places, especially Lake of the Pines, is just unbelievable. They have a great big lake, and they have all kinds. They can have boats, and they can do all this stuff.
Right.
They have swimming pools. So our amenities, you know, are certainly not like the Lake of the Pines, but we do have them.
Sure.
And so I think we can point out what the amenities are and the fact that living here allows you to use those amenities. And then security, I think in that letter, we will probably be able to make a few comments about having reviewed the security, blah, 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 and, you know, kind of bring people up to date about where we are with the security situation. And so that's the front and back of the letter,
okay.
And then a separate sheet that has the 10 to 12 basic, this is what you need to do kind of thing. Yes, Amelia.
So my comment is, what about our friends that don't live behind the gates?
Well, we don't.
Do we send them a different letter?
You're talking about the village?
And the gardens. We have, what is that? Probably
we don't,
15 residences?
So our rules and laws, our CCNRs, do not apply to them.
So do we send them a different letter?
Or just not send them a letter?
Just send them a...
I see what
Well, let's think about it.
So this is basically something that we would address the gated community. And that's what I'm talking about. It says living in harmony in a gated community.
Yeah.
So...
I think before you send anything to those, because they have their own boards.
They have their own HOAs.
Yeah, and their own boards.
They do.
Yeah, so I think thank you for bringing that up, because I think that we may want to send a magnet and just an explanation of what CSD's responsibilities are and take out the RMA stuff.
Yeah, yeah, probably. Yeah,
could be a different letter. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And so then I think I explained all this. Oh, and we're going to need to enlist the help of RMA to make sure before we print that out.
That it's the same message they want to give.
Right.
And then in security, we can also, if I can just pop back, then we can also give them the link to the website and a brief description on how the pass on the phone works. To get through the gates more quickly.
Right.
Particularly on holidays.
Right. Okay. And then what I'd like to include in this is see if we can enlist the help of the local real estate agents, even if it's just to hand out, you know, the rules thing.
And I'm sure they would love it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they would be all on board.
Well, we'll see.
Right? Well, because it's a selling feature. These are benefits to people who want to move into
the
gated community.
And there are, and I agree. I totally agree. There are definitely pros and cons about living in a gated community. And so the idea that people would not have to read 150-page CCNR rules to get the basic idea of what's expected of them when they live in our gated community.
Right, and not have that culture shock when they do move in.
Right. So, but we would need the help of, or we could use the help of our local real estate agents, so we would talk to them.
Yeah.
We brought up something that we used to do, preparing welcome bags with community information.
There used to be a kit, and it's on a post-it note in my office to get it out, but maybe when we leave here, Linda, you and I can go and look at that cover and see what we have.
Right. you know, we're going to enlist the help of people on the board who are willing to sit for a little bit and put something together, you know, so that staff is not burdened with having to do an additional job. An information page on the website that reiterates what's on the magnet and what's in the first part of the letter. And we can put it in the pipeline, too.
And I think on that letter or part of the welcome or something needs to be brought up about signing up for Code Red.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That way, we at least have something saying, look, we have something we give to them. That way, when someone says, well, how come I didn't get it? Well,
you didn't sign
right
up
here.
For it. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that it's important, too, in this welcome letter that we remind everybody that you can't flush wipes. I understand that wipes, baby diapers,
sanitation products,
trash, like all this stuff shouldn't go in our sewer system or any sewer system. Even though the package says flushable, it's not flushable.
It's not flushable. I think we need to, we need to highlight that again in the pipeline and all those different.
I think it's actually probably time for
No wipes in the pipes.
No wipes in the pipes. And as you said, you know, that includes a long list of things that you should not be flushing.
I have like some pre-canned articles about that.
Okay.
And when I was reading that list, I'm like, people don't put that stuff, But apparently I'm incorrect.
So we just talked about an information page on the Facebook and pipeline and see if we can get RMA to include that in their website.
Okay.
I mentioned this earlier, plan a special event for the community to meet with board members, staff, security operators, get to know the district. That is going to come later.
Right.
Okay. So, Amelia, we've got this recorded. I think that some of these items are going to be you and I getting together and putting, and as far as this letter and the mailing and all that sort of goes, we've got to get pricing, and then we need to present it to the board. I mean, I don't feel like the communications committee can just do this.
Well,
we have fewer.
Next week, the finance committee is going to set like a GM spending limit, which, because we don't have a GM, we're going to just use as a basic guide for spending. Like
for the GM?
Spending limit. For the GM spending limit, which is $25,000 now.
Oh.
They've said that they want to make it $5,000.
Right.
So,
So the finance committee is going to, is that today?
Next Thursday, the finance committee is going to
talk to
after
personnel.
Yeah,
okay.
and they've instructed me to, you know, change the code to make it go down to $5,000. So that'll be the suggestion.
There should also be a cap on that.
$5,000.
Annual cap.
Annual cap. Aren't you smart?
$5,000 per incident, and then an annual cap of... Okay. I'm with you.
Yeah, per incident.
Yeah.
So that, like, Eric came in to... No, you were here Tuesday to ask for the $36,000. We brought that to the committee. The committee said, yeah, do that. Let's not wait 2 and 3 weeks to take it to the board, and then we'll let the board know what we've done. But that was an emergency.
Right.
And to also put that in, you know, to redefine what an emergency is.
Absolutely.
And then to say because they're the emergencies that we need to spend more than $25,000, $5,000 on are generally in the improvements. And to talk to the committee members, call them up and say, hey, I got pipes out. Can I fix? And then they're going to say yes or no.
Well, this is...
That's a discussion.
I think that just for the sake of clarification in the communications committee and why we brought this up or whatever, it is internal communications.
Yes.
So we have external communications and internal communications.
Yes.
And so I'm going to request of you to add a couple things to the discussion, or maybe, I don't know, maybe I should... give it to the finance people.
You are welcome, because I'm going to work on it.
Okay.
And like,
how about if I give you a couple of things that?
Yeah, let's go sit down and look at the what we want to change and how we want to reword that.
And one of the things,
it's better to have it, if I may, I think it's better to take it to the finance committee, have them hash out what they want,
absolutely,
and then bring to the board a document that the board is more likely to say, that's what we're all thinking.
Right.
And so I only have to make minor changes after.
Well, that's the process that we generally would go through.
Yeah.
And so I'm just bringing it up in, or you brought it up in communications, because it is internal
mm-hmm.
communications. And I have an understanding of what that $25,000 was for originally. And originally, as I understand it, that $25,000 came about after COVID.
No. It happened when I first got here, one of the first meetings in 2019, late 2019, because the board was being asked for $6,000 for this, $17,000, you know, mm-hmm. all these amounts that were just above the $5,000 that was the GM's spending limit. So they changed it to the $25,000.
What I understood about that, and I'm not sure how it related to COVID, but I, for some reason, thought that it was discussed at a
board meeting.
Yeah, and I'd have to go back to try and find it. But the purpose, as I understood it, was to be able to facilitate and expedite contracts and emergency spending money, et cetera, without having to go through an entire process of improvements committee and then the board, and you know, which could take a month or 2 months. And we needed to place an order for widgets right away if we thought we were going to be have a hard time getting them. So that was my understanding of what that money was supposed to be for. And so when it comes to doing this spending by the GM, I think that that needs to be considered, but I think that needs to go to a different area. The other thing that the GM money is being spent for, if it's $5,000 and there's a cap on it, I'm not too worried about it. Uh-huh. At $25,000 with no cap, you could spend it every month. I'm really worried about that. And so I just want to make sure that that gets put into the...
Okay, yeah, we'll go look at that.
What okay. Okay, well, that was good.
Okay.
Happy to hear about that.
That's on the board meeting.
Okay. Well, I can't talk there, so that's one of the reasons why... well, I can talk at the board meeting, but I can't talk at the finance committee meeting. So that's...
Right.
Yeah. I want to direct you.
I understand.
My concerns. Okay. And is there anything else?
Director comments.
I've done it. I've talked a lot. And the things that I see you making notes. I was making a few notes too. So when it's convenient in the near future, we can go through this and make sure that we can present specifics to the board.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. We're adjourned
at 10:47. Thank you.
Yep.